Hello, this is Ramondi from Let's Talk About It, Season 1, Episode 2. Still talking about Lou Gehrig's disease. I'm going into talking about my loved one. When he was diagnosed, it was March 20, 2015. He was diagnosed with ALS, which is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. I didn't really see the changes in him at first. Going into full details about it and the changes that I noticed was that after he got diagnosed, everything appeared to be normal as far as what I could see. He went from walking together to our favorite restaurants. We took family vacations. We went to every normal family would do. We were just a normal family. And I noticed, though, as we continued to went to go to doctor's visits, he got weaker and weaker. Every test they did, his muscle strength changed, but at a slower rate than some other people that got diagnosed with the same Lou Gehrig's disease. At the time, we were seeing Dr. Ascarison from UC Davis, and he explained to me that some people have it where it's really, really rapid, and others have it where it's really slow. And in my loved one's case, his was very slow. I asked Dr. Ascarison, what caused this disease? He explains it's still unknown, but that the disease destroys nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord, which is what controls the muscles. I then watched, according to what Dr. Ascarison explained to me, watched my loved one start to change from his walking, his talking, and even his breathing. I also went to see another doctor in LA, Dr. Balo, from Cedars-Sinai, because I was trying to get first, second, third, fourth opinions. Still not wanting to accept or come to term with this illness. And he further on explained to me that sometimes it's inherited when two or more people from different families carries the same disease. But 90% of it is environmental. Their team were very professional, very patient with us. And he also encouraged my husband to get a EMG test and a NCS test, which is the nerve conductive study. And that study checks the ability to send signals along the nerve to the muscle. My family member, it came up that he had 2 out of 3. So his was slow progressive. Then the part that really hurts the most is when I found out that there was no cure for Lou Gehrig's disease. And the medication that they've prescribed for him is a medication that's been out for years. Long before my loved one got diagnosed with it. So back to my observation. During that time back in 2016, I noticed his walk started to change. Where we would be walking and he would just start walking fast ahead of us, the rest of the family, in an attempt to keep his balance, because he would have involuntary movements where he would just fall. So if he walks fast ahead of us, it keeps his balance, so he it prevents him from falling. The other thing I noticed, that we had a upstairs and downstairs home, and the challenge of going upstairs and downstairs became a hardship for my loved one. There were times he would fall on the street, on the floor, wherever his muscle gave out. And I had to fight to pick him up. It became a point where we could no longer let him drive because he can't stop on the brakes. So there was a lot of changes that were occurring that I just didn't understand and didn't fully understand what's causing that. But I must say that the ALS Association and a lot of their meetings have gave me a lot of opened awareness of what Lou Gehrig disease really is, because I started to feel lost and overwhelmed and did not know how to help my family member. As it progresses, I watched where walking became a difficult task, till now he was in need of a mobility chair. So we had to order a mobility chair for him, which are very expensive chairs. But when you love your loved one, you do anything for them to help them. So tomorrow we'll go into more detail of the stages and the fears that I went through and trying to work my way through it and understand it. And how support is really, really a big factor in going through it and seeing your loved one going through it. And remember, they're the ones, it's their bodies that's going through the changes. And they need us more than ever now into us giving them our support, because it's traumatic what they're going through. And without the proper support from family members, it can be a devastating thing that's going on and happening in their life. So stay tuned with me while we talk more tomorrow on Lou Gehrig's disease. Thank you so much for listening to my Anchor podcast. Once again, this is Raimondi. Have a good night.